down during the summer and the heat way up during the wintertime when nobody's home. And being the cheapskate anal dude that I am, it really drives me nuts. So it's good to have the opportunity to check it, turn it down. That's very cool. The camera recording the person and texting you the video, too, at your front door, which is a very cool thing as well. And if somebody breaks in your house, the system will take 30 snapshots of them. And no matter where you live, the law enforcement folks in your neighborhood can bring that person in pretty quick. Cop Security, 501-315-9313. You're getting cool stuff. Keep it and keep your family safe. Corn Dog.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I feel pretty confident in saying that I'm okay with, you know, your relationship with Roger. Now, RJ, I have to be a little worried about, you know, maybe the sleeping with one another deal. I don't know, but
I don't know what you're talking about. What is RJ doing?
With Roger.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you didn't see the video.
Oh yeah, that was just they were just joking around.
Yeah,
I think.
Sure. Yeah.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
Why would you want to?
Hey, anyway, just real quick, it's pretty asinine to fault a guy for leaving a school at a defensive coach, assistant coach position for a head coaching. I just don't applaud you behind that at all.
I know it just goes without saying, so you don't even need to say.
But can you explain? Maybe you have some insight of why Conk left for another school in the same conference. Is that going to be a really much better opportunity for him?
There's some financial ramifications for him and his assistant coaches apparently that could not be afforded for him at UCA. That's the understanding I got from reading David McCollum's column. And okay, if you read it, you'll probably be a little more in line to that.
I'll do that.
I don't have all the details because I haven't really had a chance to delve into it all other than talk to Coach briefly, wished him well, you know, hate that he's leaving. I think after 14 years in the same place, he probably, you know, he's got two kids that are in Texas now. One's in college and the other one's serving this nation of ours. So being closer to them, even though he's got, you know, grandkids here. I mean, there's some things that make sense.
Recruiting probably is a big thing, too.
Yeah, I don't know that it's any huge advantage, but certainly SFA has been nationally competitive in FCS for a while. So you can definitely make a case that it's a lateral move. It's not a step down by any stretch.
Sure.
And financially, it's a step up. And for a guy that's in his early 50s, he's got to start thinking about, well, where am I going to be in 10 years and how much money do I need to have in the bank? So if you can get a few extra bucks in there, I guess most of us would probably go that route.
I knew you were the guy to ask.
Yeah, I don't know how I have a whole lot of details. We're going to visit with him later in the week, and I'm sure he'll have a chance to explain it in his own words. So I'll look forward to visiting with him.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Thanks,
Corn Dog. It's just surprising because it came out of nowhere. I mean,
that's right.
You know, you kind of expected that something might happen with Coach Harsin once the Boise job opened up. Mm-hmm. But this, I mean, literally out of left field.
No, you're right. And honestly, I told Christy on Saturday after I found out, I'm like, I sort of felt like somebody had died in my family. And Coach Conk and I are friends off the field away from work, too. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where I like working with him. He's great to work with. I mean, and we win a lot of games, and that's been fun. So hopefully the next coach that comes in will win a lot of games, and he's great to work with, too. But, you know, you forge a relationship. You know how it is working with Coach Maxfield, and you get to know these coaches personally. You spend time with them away from, you know, the field. And, you know, look, I have the utmost respect for the guy. He's been great to me. He's been great for my career. I mean, working with UCA has been great for me, and everybody up there has been awesome for me. But Coach Conk and I are probably the closest of anybody at Central Arkansas, and so he's a guy that, you know, will be a friend for life. So
I mean, you look at the impact that he had on the program there. I mean, he took it from Division II to Division I. I mean, he built the program to what it is today.
Nobody could have envisioned that it would have been as good a transition, as smooth a transition, even though they were successful in Division II, as good as it went, you know, from moving to from Division II to Division I. It is amazing the job he and his staff and the players have done. And the administration, too. I mean, it has been amazing how well things have gone.
You know, I've had a good working relationship with Joe Foley for the now 9 seasons I've been calling the UALR women's basketball games. And it's the same with Coach Conk. I mean, Joe Foley, he didn't bring the program from Division II to Division I, but he built the program into exactly what it is now, mm-hmm. which is a very good mid-major program. And it would be a huge surprise if he were to leave for another school in the Sun Belt.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I understand
it just
that.
Seems like the same thing.
It absolutely opens, you know, him up to some criticism and questions, and he'll have a chance to explain himself later in the week with us. But you're right, it is a unique situation. One of the things I loved working with them is that they never blew huge leads in the fourth quarter. Because when they were supposed to run the ball, when the hay was in the barn, they did it. They didn't do like Jason Garrett and the Cowboys did yesterday and walk into their barn filled with hay and set it on fire.
And it all comes back to that burning barn.
It really does. That's what we call full circle, Phil. Keith Lee Service coming live, fan feedback. Paul says, is there any way callers could blow into the radio and pass a minimum before they're allowed to speak? I don't think you're the one that needs to worry about marinating. No doubt. Yes, Paul, I'm marinating. Some callers are pickled when they call the show. I can't fault them for that.
I'm glad I'm not the only person that thought that.
Look, if you put on your Facebook page, hey, had a great Monday, got all tanked up and called a local sports talk show, then so be it. I welcome your calls. It's always entertaining.
It was afternoon, you know.
Cliff says, how on earth do the morons know to call back-to-back, and then how do you let them talk that long but never read my awesome live fan feedbacks? Cliff, mission accomplished. Big Chip in the Bluff. Where is Crime Bluff on the list? We were talking about the list of most dangerous cities by murder, rape, all the other violent crimes, aggravated assault, things of that nature. Little Rock, Arkansas comes in number 5 on a list. Flint, Michigan, numero uno. It is remarkable, and its cities under 200,000. Pine Bluff did not make the list, Big Chip, so congratulations to the Bluff. Certainly not the best reputation, but it's a city that I adore, yeah, and I'm glad to see that it didn't make the list.
All you Pine Bluffers, come on up here to Little Rock and get tough.
Bear fan of Conway, my coaching choices for UCA. Ken Collins, who is the Abilene Christian head coach. He is a former UCA guy as a player and coach, assistant coach. So I wonder, maybe he was – see, I didn't really get involved with UCA until Clint Conk was the head coach. I don't think he was ever the head – what are you doing to me? Are we starting the break already?
That was Otto.
Okay. Hey, Otto, hang on a second. I don't know this Otto.
Like
Ken Collins
song.
Is a name I'm sure that will be certainly in the mix. He's got a lot of connections to Conway and having been there before. Kevin Kelly, fun offenses, Bear fan, high school coach, obviously deserves a chance. I'm not sure if somebody will let Kevin Kelly be a head coach immediately at the college level just because of the fear of ridicule from fan bases and administrators because he's so outside the box. I would think that it would be more likely, and I would have no problem with it personally. I love Coach Kelly. I think he's an innovator. I think what he does is very exciting and interesting. And again, he does it all logic-based and statistical-based, so I'm fine with it. But I don't know that a whole lot of athletic directors are going to give him a chance. Michael Norvell, Arizona State offensive genius and former UCA Bear wide receiver. I love Michael Norvell, but I would think that Michael, being an offensive coordinator at Arizona State where the offense is really carrying things right now in a very difficult, very deep Pac-12 right now, the success they had, I would think that Michael, within the next year or two, especially when you go back to his initial connections to Gus Malzahn when they were at Tulsa together briefly, I would think that he'd be in line to get an FBS head job at some point in the not-too-distant future. So taking a job at – the thing is we're finding, and I don't think it's appropriate. It didn't make any sense to me. But more often than not, Phil, and you've seen this too, guys that are FCS head coaches who are working on a shoestring budget with fewer scholarships are finding it harder and harder to get good jobs in FBS football. They are instead hiring Division I FBS coordinators for those positions, which those guys, to me, there's no knock on them. Some of those guys are extremely talented coaches, but you are significantly less prepared to lead a program than an FCS head coach who does it on a shoestring budget. I don't understand the thinking there. You look at the guy that just won back-to-back national championships at North Dakota State, and the best job offer, Craig Bowl, I think his name is, best job offer he could get, well, at least the one he took, was Wyoming. You don't take the Wyoming job unless that's as good as it gets for you as far as offers go.
That's not the cream of the crop for jobs.
It's crazy to me. And you see them compete against FBS programs with significantly more scholarships. I don't understand the thinking behind not giving more of these highly successful FCS coaches better opportunities. I think the Eastern Washington coach just got a job somewhere else too. So, and they've won a couple titles. Robert says, I can't stand the fact that the Cowgirls self-proclaim themselves America's team or the fact that they are force-fed to us here in Arkansas. I enjoy that misery and hope it continues America's team. My butt. Robert, there are many people that feel the way you do. By the way, you can hear the Cowboys game this Sunday on The Buzz. Keith says, a top coach will not work for Jerry Jones because they don't want to be seen as Jerry's puppet. When he won those Super Bowls, it was Jimmy Johnson that was mostly responsible for that, and Jerry wanted the credit. I like Jerry, but he's not any good as a GM. And Nick says Jimmy Johnson's the biggest difference. If I'm Jerry, maybe I need to get on the phone to him. Apparently all the fans think so. Keith says, what's worse, being a Cowboy fan or being an RG3 fan? They're going to face off this coming weekend, by the way. Can you really blame Shanahan for benching him? A huge difference in individual performance from last year when the team hasn't changed that much. They went to competing in playoffs to vying for a first-round pick in the draft. No kidding. Boss Hogg says a little off topic, but I have a problem with the sports section of the Democrat Gazette. There are about 4 pages worth of NFL content and a 3-inch block for the high school championship games over the weekend. There should be more time and space dedicated to our young players within the state. If you're talking about today's paper, I don't know why you'd have an issue with that, because I assume that there would have been significantly more in the paper about the high school championships yesterday.
Yeah, Monday sports sections are usually thin and mostly dedicated to the NFL.
Right. But again, congratulations to the team that claimed state titles this last weekend, and that would include Bentonville over Cabot, 39-21 in 6A. It was El Dorado knocking off Pine Bluff. In 5A, the Devil Dogs from Morrilton, a team that beat Pulaski Academy in an all-time classic 57-50, goes on and wins the state title over Batesville in a close one as well, 27-24. Morrilton beats Hope by 24-21. So they were in there by the hair on their chinny-chin-chin outside of the first round. They blew out Nettleton, so congratulations to them. Your championship matchups for this weekend, which you can also hear on The Buzz, are also set. Friday night, Warren's back in the state title game against Boonville. And Warren's had a couple close calls on their way to a championship run. 7 o'clock kick Friday night, a game you can hear here on The Buzz. And then the games on Saturday include the 3A championship, Charleston and Glen Rose, which is the late game, and the 2A championship, which will be at noon on Saturday. Desark versus Junction City, a couple of excellent high school programs here in the state that have had a lot of success. So congratulations to everybody who got there. Congrats to the winners, and congrats to the teams who made it for this weekend. And we'll hear those games on The Buzz. 12:40.